All right, so we're going to try to finish up the Shar HaAhava today. We are holding at Hakel, Hanichbad, Vahanora. So we're going to highlight in this paragraph a lot of the things that we were actually talking about yesterday, about how one achieves Ahavas Hashem by appreciating Hashem, by appreciating the Bria. Hakel, Hanichbad, Vahanora, Mitzvah, La'ahava, Uli Yira Usa. There's a mitzvah to love and to fear Hashem. Shenemar, Vahavtas Shemelkecha, Vinemar, as a Shemelkecha Tira, the Torah. It tells us both of these things that we're supposed to have a sense of Ahava and a sense of Yira. And the Orchas Tzaddikim is going to discuss a little bit today how do you have both of those emotions toward the same thing. Meaning, normally those are mutually exclusive. That which you love, you don't fear. That which you fear, you don't love. Because, typically speaking, fear is a negative emotion and love is a positive emotion. So typically, when one feels a sense of fear, they try to avoid that, they try to stay away from something that they fear or someone that they fear. Whereas that which you love, you always want to be with that which you love. So that's they typically don't work in concert with each other. So it's somewhat unusual that we have this. We're expected to have both Ahava and Yira simultaneously for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's going to try to explain how that works. That we have both Ahava and Yira simultaneously, which we don't normally have for people. Before we get to that, here's how to love Hashem. How do you love someone you've never met? How do you love someone that has never spoken to you directly? How do you get to a point where one has avas Hashem? So he says, here's what you do. B'shashe yisbonin ha'adam b'masav uvivruav ha'niflaim ha'gedolim. When a person focuses on, a person contemplates God's great creations, actions, that which God put here on earth, v'yira mehem chachmaso, and you see the incredible wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'en la erech v'lokeitz, that there's no limit to the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just how he allows the entire Bria to work with such detail, and how everything manages to work simultaneously, miyad hu oev es hamakom Baruch Hu, that will bring a person to a love of Hashem, u'mishabcho mefaro, he'll praise him, he'll appreciate the glory of God, u'misavet taiva gedola leides Hashem. So he says, and then the next step is you come to appreciate the wisdom of Hashem, so you love him because you're just in awe of the wisdom of Hashem. But the next step is that a person has a sense of wanting more. You know, you experience something great, so you want more of that. You want to appreciate more of it. Kamo Shamar David, Sama Nafshi Lelakim Lekel Chai, that I'm thirsty for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when a person's thirsty, it's just like you feel like you need it. So you need a fix of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uksham Chashiv B'Dvar Me'elu, when a person thinks about these things, Miyad Hu Nir Telachor Avir Avivchad, it's also going to create a certain sense of fear. You're going to jump back. V'yeda shubriya katana, because we recognize our own smallness. Shvala afela omedas bedas kala mu'uta lefnei tzmim deos. How minuscule we are, how unsophisticated we are in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamo shamar David, ki era shamecha masei etzbosecha, v'samechlei ma enosh kisiskerenu. David says, oh, when I see God's handiwork, the very next reaction is, what am I? I'm a nothing. You know, when I compare, you know, it's all about a basis for comparison. A person can feel very proud of himself. Imagine a person sitting in a room and there's like a little ant on the floor, and he's looking at that ant and he's saying, you nothing. You have barely any brain. You only know how to take a crumb and, you know, bring it from one place to another. You lowly creature. I am so much smarter than you. I'm so much more powerful than you. I can crush you. So yeah, you could feel really proud of yourself because, like, you're so much better than an ant. I can say words. You could have all these. I'm toilet trained. You know, you can say all these amazing things. How much better you are than that ant. But if that's your basis for comparison, you know, obviously you're going to feel a sense of pride and gaiva, but that's foolish. You compare yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you realize how minuscule you are in the broader creation and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on this earth. How do great people have a sense of anivus? You ever wonder, like, how could Moshe Rabbeinu be anav mikol adam? Lo kam bi Yisrael kamosha od. How is it possible that he's not enough? He didn't know, if he didn't believe that Lokam Yisrael Kamosho, then he's not Pikoras, right? It's one of the 13 Ikarei Emunah. So he has to believe that there's never going to be another Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. So you can't say, oh, he didn't really believe that stuff. No, he wasn't an Apikores. He has to believe it. How could he be an Anav if he believes that? Because that may be true, but that's not his basis for comparison. His basis for comparison isn't, oh, am I a better Navi than the other Naviyan? The closer you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you appreciate how minuscule you are by comparison in the grandness of all of creation, that you're just one tiny part of all of the cosmos and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into place. That's the anivus. That's the feeling of smallness. You know, you ever like an anonymous person in a massive crowd of people? You just feel small. You just look around like there are thousands of people and you're just one little dot in the massive crowd of people. You get up in front of a whole room and there's a spotlight on you and there are thousands of people. Then you feel big because you're what it's all about. But if you realize just, you know, how much bigger the world is, a person feels very small. So there's this sense of yira. The sense of yira is really a sense of anivus. It's the sense of, I'm so much smaller than HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm just one little tiny element of creation. Ubizman sha'adam is bonin b'dvar ma'gedolim. When a person thinks about these big, these lofty matters, makir kola bruin, mimalach v'galgal, v'adam kayotzebo, starts thinking about, you know, humanity is just one small element of creation. What about all the angels? What about all the malachim? You know, like the Gemara in Brachos talks about, you know, how many shadim there are for each person, and how many, you know, that's why Talmid Chacham's clothing gets worn out, because of all of these spiritual forces that are created. We don't even know what these things are. And of course, Baruch Hu created so many of them, and you just think about all the malachim that Hashem created, the yirach hachmasu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chal ha-yitzurim v'chal ha-bruim, and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, with all that he created, mosif ahava la-makom Baruch Hu, that will bring a person toward greater love of Hashem. V'titzma nafsho v'yichma b'saro leho v'samakom Baruch Hu. You can have this thirst to love Hashem, v'yira v'yifchad mishifluso v'daluso v'kaluso. So it's an interesting thing. He's saying, you're not fearful of Hashem. You're fearful of your own tininess, your own smallness. That's the yira. Just you realize how small you are. By comparison to everything else that's out there. So you don't have a negative emotion toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it seems to be describing, at least. To have a negative emotion toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like fear, doesn't really fit nicely with a sense of ahava. In general, it used to be the style of Musar to make people feel small. And it used to be the style of Chinuch to be very hard on people. Like, you know, a little time, you tell everyone how low they are and how their failures in life. And you know, in one of Rav Moshe Weinberger's big crusades, not everyone agrees with him, one of his big crusades is that he thinks that it doesn't talk to this generation. I happen to think he's very right about this. That you go and if you give that old style of musar to this generation and you tell them how small they are and how stupid they are and Rebbe never smiles and people are just like, I don't need this, you know, I have enough trouble in my life, you know, I'll see you tomorrow, Rebbe, you know, like I'm not interested, you know. But the way to really inspire people is to actually inspire them, to uplift them, to give a sense of positive emotion. So a person has that experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about negativity. It's all about, oh, he's throwing lightning bolts down here. So then what do I need this for? But a person who has a positive emotion has ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has this yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's going to create a more inspired personality. Uvumakum acher ne'amar. V'yirei Elokim. Now the pasuk tells us that Yirei Elokim, Eov is described as Yirei Elokim. Uveru shemisyari midin onesh shemaim umegehenem umeyan she'olam hazeh. And Chazal understand that means, in a very literal sense, I'm afraid of what's going to happen to me if I do the wrong things. I'm afraid I'm going to be punished. I'm afraid I'm going to go to Gehenem. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my money and my health and all these things that happened to Eov. That it's a literal fear. Says the Orcha Sadikim, Vizos Hamida, Rechoka min Ha'ava, Ma'od Ma'od. That is not the kind of Yira that fits with Ahava. It's exactly what we're describing. That's a very negative emotion. That does not fit with Ahava. It's a certain Madrega, because it might keep a person in line, but it's not something that fits with Ahava. The kind of Yira that we're looking for, the level of Yira that we're looking for, is not that. So what is the level of Yira that we're looking for? Aval Yira Hashem Yisparach Kamo Adam Sha'oev Es Ishto V'hi Ohavto. Unbelievable. Always comes back to this mashal, that a person loves his wife and she loves him. We always use that as the mashal for the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one loves his wife and she loves him, one has this glorious experience of having this deep relationship with one's wife. And that's why you have to be very careful with some Ma'amari Chazal, not to take them out of context, not to assume that they're a full picture. You know, the Gemara in Yevamah says, Ein Isha Ela Lebanim, that a woman is only for banim. So some people like take that literally, that the only value in a marriage is having children. And outside of that, there's no value in a marriage. That's not true. It's the greatest value in a marriage, probably, to be able to continue the doros of the Jewish people. But it's not the only value. There is value in the relationship itself, in having a relationship where there is this great sense of love and this great sense of commitment to each other and the sense of the unity of two people coming together. There's great value in that. One of the reasons that it's so incredibly valuable is that it serves as the ultimate mashal for allowing us to understand how we're supposed to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one who doesn't have that kind of relationship in their lives is going to have a much greater challenge in achieving that Ahava v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to say it's impossible that he can't have that Ahava v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want to, you know, but it will become a much greater challenge in achieving that Ahava v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Unless you replace it with some other kind of ava that could also serve as a mashal. The Gemara talks about someone who's taraso umnaso, who never gets married because his relationship with Torah is on that level. That his love of Torah is that his entire existence is so in concert with the Torah. And it could be that people can achieve that kind of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through their relationship with Torah as well. Okay, but he says, here's where Yira comes in. It's not fear of onesh. You know, he says, imagine someone with a loving relationship with their wife. V'yari lasos davar kenegda. He doesn't want to betray her. He's afraid to betray her. Why? Pen ya'abed ahavasa. Why is he afraid to betray her? Not because she's going to beat him up. Not because she's going to punish him. He's afraid to betray her because it will hurt their love. And that love is so valuable to him that he's afraid of losing that love. That's the kind of Yira that fits with Ahava, where you appreciate the love that you have to such an extent that you're afraid that if you do something to hurt that relationship, you do something to hurt that love, and yeah, you'll say, I'm sorry, and whatever, but it's never going to be totally forgotten. In the back of your minds, you know, a lot of times people get into some sort of major dispute, major argument about something, and they make up, they say, I'm sorry. But the next time one of them does something that's just like a little bit wrong, it's not like starting from square. You know, it's not like the first time. The next time, it's like, oh, everything comes flooding back. And you know, last time when you did this, and the time before that, wait, I thought you forgave me for that. Yeah, but not really. You know, it's always there. So a person is afraid of the lasting impact that betraying his wife could have on the relationship, and he appreciates that relationship. Same with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ideal Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not, he's going to strike me with lightning, he's going to take away my stuff, he's going to give me Gehenim, no, it's that this Ahava is so important to me that if I betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to lose some of that Ahava. Rishafer, Rishpe'esh, Avas HaBorei Yisale. We're on fire with the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yiro lavar al mitzvosov penyafsir Avas HaBorei Yisbarach. We're afraid to violate his mitzvahs. Maybe we're going to lose that love. V'zehu ivdu es Hashem b'yira. He yiras ha'ahava. That's ivdu es Hashem b'yira, the yira of ahava. V'gilu b'ra'ada. And rejoice in trembling. Mirov pachad abori tagilu lasos cheftso. Because of the pachad we have of Hashem, we're going to want to do his desire. V'zos ha'yira hi yiras ha'ava. V'alein emar yiras Hashem hi yotzaro. And that's when we say yiras Hashem hi yotzaro, that the tzaddik is a yirei Hashem. The yirei Hashem is not yiras ha'onesh, not even what we would normally call yiras ha'roma. It's not Yiras HaRomus he's describing as Ahava. You know, we call Yiras HaRomus that you're just like, whoa, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's so big and I'm so small. He describes that as Ahava. The Yira is the Yira of, you know, of ruining that Ahava relationship. This ava is only going to last if a person is fully committed to fulfilling all the mitzvahs properly. If you don't know what Hashem wants from you, then you don't really love Him. Meaning, if you don't trouble yourself to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do, then do you really love Him? You love your wife, but you have no idea what she likes. You have no idea what she's interested in, or what would make her happy, what would make her sad. No idea. But I just like to say that I love her. Well, then you don't really love her, meaning you're thinking about your own need to express love, but you're not thinking about what she really is interested in, what she really wants. You have to actually think, to really love a person is to appreciate from their perspective what they're interested in, what makes them happy. So if you really love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you may have this innate spiritual yearning to, kumbaya and sing songs all day and, relate to spirituality or whatever. But if that's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, then that's not serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's not love of Hashem, that's serving yourself, because so you're satisfying your spiritual desires. But that has nothing to do with actual love of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Love of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is figuring out what He wants. What does He want? Well, precisely 613 things, and many, many details therein. That's what He's interested in. So you have to figure that out. So a person should love mitzvos. That will bring him to love of Hashem. Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. And someone who does that, who really studies the mitzvahs and makes sure to do what Hashem wants, it's going to be good for him in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Shar HaSinah.